Talk Sport. On air, online and on TV at Sky Channel 0108.
Hi, I'm Didi Haman and you're listening to Paul Hawksby and Andy Jacobs on Talk Sport.
And did you know, I know you know, Andy, but yeah. Did you know, TalkSport listener, apart from when we told you about 20 minutes ago, that it's International Women's Day today?
No, they didn't.
Okay. Well, to mark that...
Well, they might have done.
Yeah, to mark that, we're joined in the studio now by two of the people behind the Offside Rule podcast. The third is currently working on Sky Sports News, so that's a very good excuse. That's Hayley McQueen. But with us... Our Kate Borsay, of course, a familiar voice to long-term listeners of the show. She used to give us our WAG updates every week in the days when the...
Oh, she's moved on since
the
then.
The WAGs were big news and before the WAG backlash of 2011. And Lindsay Hooper, another familiar voice on TalkSport reporting for us most recently on the Aussie Open tennis, of course. But yeah. They get together with Hayley and others, including Faker others, another... familiar voice to TalkSport listeners, to bring you the Offside Rule podcast. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
In unison.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was beautiful.
We are so in sync. It's amazing.
So what made you start to decide to do this? I mean, how long have you been doing it as well?
Well, we started it last season, and it was a project that Lindsay started off initially. So your reasons for doing it, Lindsay, it's just to give women in football a voice. You know, we kind of lack an opportunity to give opinions. You know, if we work in news, you're not strictly allowed to have opinions, maybe. But also to just give us a platform to get together every week and have a chat about football. No big preparation needed. No big burning bras and stuff like that. It's just three women talking about football.
It was also spending a lot of time in during the daytime watching Loose Women, thinking, actually, Loose Women doesn't appeal to me as much subject topic, but football does. I tell you what, we'll turn it into... a football podcast. So that's effectively what it is like, apart from we don't have any male guests at the moment. Who knows, that might change.
Yeah, it could be quite intimidating, that, I would imagine. Oh, yeah. The first one in the lion's den.
No, yeah.
We're very
over
nice.
Over to you.
Yeah, because that's one for you, Andy Jacobs. Yeah,
exactly. Dare you enter. Andy would be absolutely fine because we all know he's half girl and half man, but his love of fashion.
Well, look, it's not
his
just me who's
gripey
noticed that.
Time of the month moments, yeah. You know.
Half girl, half man.
Yeah, it's a lovely.
I've been describing it a lot of
things,
but
image.
That's beautiful.
Are you half celebrating the day?
Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah, he's only going to celebrate late in the day.
He's got a man's jumper and a woman's skirt on, folks.
And the moves.
So the title, as Andy quite rightly said before you came in, is a kind of nod to the old sexist score. You know about football. Explain the offside rule then.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever actually said that to you before?
No. Yeah, I have had it.
Really?
Yeah, I have. And then I just said, oh, do you want the updated version, which includes the corner flag as well, what happened? Because obviously the rules change and change.
Yeah.
And then they just look at you and go, okay, fine. But... I actually think that's obviously born from yesteryear, and we have come on leaps and bounds since then. So I suppose the title, it's just quite fitting. It comes into people's minds, doesn't it? The Offside Rule, do women know about it? I think people know that we do now. And you look around football stadiums, it's full of women nowadays, and they all know what they're talking about.
I don't understand the Offside Rule, so well done to
you. I've got a sketchy knowledge of
I'll
it.
I'll show you later. I've got a lipstick
You've
and
got
a
salt cellars, yeah.
Lipstick and an eye pencil.
Yeah, perfect. What about audience feedback? Do you know whether it's mostly men, mostly women? Who's listening to this?
Men, yes, a lot of men. Mostly men. We are going to be talking a lot about the WSL, and we should point out that it's a podcast talking about men, male and female football issues, topics, etc. As we come into the new start of the WSL season, we're going to be talking a lot more about that, which is obviously going to have a slight female bias, but most of the time we're talking about men's football. And I think if you want something that's easy to digest, if you want something that's sort of fun, friendly, we don't sit there like, you know, experts pretending we know all the stats and like we are the world's biggest, you know, football pundits. We sit there and have a good old chat about it. We hope that kind of men find it quite accessible and not intimidating.
It's about our love for the game, but also the thing that we've spotted in the reaction from different listeners and things is that we also are quite girly as well, but we have a bit of a giggle, but it's not at anybody else's expense, so people feel quite invited and like they can come in and be part of our gang.
You also get to hear stories about how, you know, someone might have had their bum accidentally patted by a Premier League manager. Someone might have revealed their knickers to Cristiano Ronaldo. I mean, just the stuff that happens to you as women in football. So not only football, but just also about our experiences in football as well.
When you're interviewing people for Sky or the other news companies you work for, I mean, have you encountered much sort of sexism then from the clubs or the managers or the players or not?
No, not really. I've had a couple of occasions being a reporter and being trying to get access in the tunnel area is sometimes interesting.
Yeah.
But I understand that because also they're safeguarding the guys when they come off the pitch. Obviously, they're quick to get their kit off, aren't they? So women hanging around with a microphone, probably they do need to keep us clear for a little while. But
I don't know why Torres bothers to put his on.
Yeah. No, he shouldn't bother, should he? Not at the moment. But I don't really ever come across any sexist behaviour at football grounds or anything like that. I don't think it's really the case. I had a little bit of chanting once when I was doing some reports, and that was non-league, and some people were chanting at me as I was doing some bits to camera. I don't know what they were saying. But
I think we could probably guess.
Yeah,
it's a default chant, isn't it really, if a woman is holding a microphone.
I know from following you on Twitter, Kate, you're a big Liverpool fan, and how do you think it's going for them? I mean, it's an interesting season, isn't it?
It is an interesting season. I think we're definitely on the right path now. January marked the arrival of Sturridge and a few other players. And that Sturridge and Suarez partnership has really livened us up. Gerrard's a lot more comfortable with his role as well. And I think everyone now more knows where they stand. I don't think we should expect too much out of the season. I think it needs still more work. And next season could be a good one for us. I think it would be stupid of us to expect any late season charge. Let's just enjoy the team settling in. Let's just really enjoy the football, enjoy that strike partnership up front, and see where next season takes us, I think.
I think Sunday's an interesting game, isn't it? We'll come on to
that. It's really interesting, yeah.
I think that will be a good marker of where Liverpool are, actually.
I think so, but you're going to have to remember that Spurs will be quite tired for that game as well. Obviously, Bale's carded for the next Europa League match, so I would expect him to play.
Oh, he'll play, yeah.
Sturridge is back for Liverpool after his thigh strain, hopefully. So
Coutinho looked quite handy.
Coutinho looks really, really good. I'm really impressed by him. He's very, very skilled. I expect really good things of him. And he's got the Scouser perm, of course, so he's settled right
in. Yeah, he's riding there.
What about you, Lindsay?
You're not going to ask me about Wolves, are you?
No, you're
Please. What do I say? We beat Millwall 2-0. Did you see that Ebanks Blake goal?
Yeah, I did. I mean, that was a big result. Wasn't it? Because it's just not been happening for
just
them.
A bit,
so
oh dear. We had this discussion on the podcast actually, because the girls like to just rub it in a little bit sometimes at the moment. but I have to say that timing for us has been crucial. The timing of appointments, dismissals over the last couple of seasons haven't been the best.
You've had a mare, haven't you, really, with that?
Yeah, it hasn't been great.
Nice. I'd never do that to you, Anne, if it was going wrong.
No, never would you, Paul.
So it would be difficult for Andy to actually block you from the studio, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's true.
He'd have a job. Let's find out where people can download the podcast then. Where do they need to go?
Yeah, we have two outlets. So you can go to soundcloud.com/the-offside-rule. But you can also put it into iTunes and it's there to subscribe. And what we're finding now is that's easy enough, isn't it? You hit the subscribe button and you get them every week. So iTunes, just the offside rule.
Okay, and we said Faker Others is on there as well. There's a few other sort of guests popping up as well.
We've got the one that came out yesterday in time for International Women's Day, Faye White, former England captain. She joins us and she gives us her three WSL players to watch in the new season. And we also go down that route. And in fact, Kate and Faye on tune, you both said Jordan Nobbs, who scored for England this week.
Oh, yeah, the girls are doing pretty well at the moment.
Yeah, they are.
Excellent.
Yeah, like Jordan Nobbs. 19 years old, very good player.
20 now.
Oh, 20 now.
Yeah, blimey, they're on the money. Yeah. It's only his birthday yesterday. So let's do the Fools panel in a few moments' time. The girls are going to stick around for the Fools panel. We've got one of the TalkSport listeners coming up. Kevin Kilbane will join us as well, as Everton are playing Wigan this weekend. It's one of four games you'll hear on TalkSport. Let's get into you all now. Everton, Wigan, Manchester City, Barnsley, Millwall, Blackburn, Manchester United, Chelsea, all four match commentaries here on TalkSport over the weekend. But the news and sports headlines are next, then we'll bring in the Fools panel.